From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Monday, March 12th. Look for clouds on the increase today. We'll see a high near 43. Winds will be out of the northwest at 7 to 15 miles an hour. We'll be breezy. We could see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. If you're feeling a bit drowsy today from the effects of springing forward, legislation filed in Illinois could put an end to your time change woes. The sponsor is State Representative Steve Anderson, a Republican from Geneva. He says he wants to do away with resetting clocks.
We would keep the hours the same, which means that light would be more prevalent in the evening hours than the daylight hours, even in the short time, short days of winter.
The bill was filed last year, but has never had a hearing. Florida lawmakers filed similar legislation last week, and Anderson says that could be the extra push needed for Illinois lawmakers to act. Any change by the state would require federal approval. Advocates are calling for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner to give back nearly $1.5 million that was appropriated this fiscal year for county fair operations. Sam Dunklow has more.
The state legislature had initially pledged more than $10 million to help county fair officials maintain fairgrounds and buildings. But the Rauner administration held back some of that money in an effort to cut costs. Margaret Vaughn is with the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs. She says the governor's decision sent the wrong message to the state's rural communities.
People forget up north that Illinois is primarily an agricultural state. And since the beginning of the last century, the state of Illinois has recognized the importance of this to keep these fairs going.
A spokeswoman for the administration says the choice to hold back the dollars from last year was a, quote, tough decision to make. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Mayors from throughout southern Illinois are asking lawmakers to help in putting a home rule referendum on the November ballot. Home rule allows communities greater ability to generate local specialty taxes such as on food or packaged liquor. The proposed referendum would lower the population requirement to communities of at least 5,000 could automatically become home rule units. Brent McGuire is the mayor of Fairfield. He says he welcomes a referendum because people are tired of increased property taxes, and home rule would allow the city to consider sales tax as another option. Other municipalities in the region that could get home rule if a referendum passes include Vandalia, Centralia, Olney, and Metropolis. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frerich's office is launching a new contest to design the Bicentennial Commemorative Coin. Frerich says his office will be issuing a bicentennial coin in celebration of the state's 200th birthday this year. He says the public is encouraged to submit design ideas by May 1st.
We encourage people to go to IllinoisCoinContest.com. They can submit one entry per contestant, and we will have a vote for Illinoisans for the top five in June.
You can also pre-order the commemorative coins at IllinoisCoinContest.com. Well, more than 3,000 Americans die every year from foodborne illnesses. Deidre Seligenger is with the advocacy group Stop Foodborne Illness. She says most people don't realize they have an illness and they blame it on a stomach bug. She says recently released video helps educate the public as well as doctors and emergency room workers about foodborne illness.
But there's also a need to really educate those first-line physicians in the emergency department who are seeing foodborne illness because they may not see it often enough to recognize it, and it's so important to quickly get care.
Federal researchers have identified more than 250 foodborne diseases. Most of them are infections caused by a variety of bacteria, viruses, and parasites, but harmful toxins and chemicals can also contaminate food. Illinois' new bobcat hunting season resulted in more than 300 bobcats being harvested through mid-February. The State Department of Natural Resources says most were taken by trap. The cap this season was 350. In southern Illinois, 18 bobcats were harvested in Fayette County and 16 in Randolph County. And this road construction reminder, one lane will be closed beginning today on the I-57 Mississippi River Bridge at Cairo for bridge inspection. Closures are scheduled to take place this week between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. through Thursday. Recapping the weather forecast for today, we'll see clouds on the increase. Could see a little bit of sunshine as well. Look for high around 43. Winds will be out of the northwest at 7 to 15 miles an hour. That will give way to partly cloudy conditions tonight with an overnight low of 29. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 42. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.